This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians here at Harrah's Lake Tahoe, which is absolutely exquisite. So if you guys hear an echo, we're in a really, really big conference room because I'm so loud and the people can't lecture without overhearing my voice. But we just spoke to a medical student who is graduating, and now we have one of the most fantastic residents I've met, Dr. Dan Bester, who's going to join us to kind of talk about how training, you know, what the process of training is, and, you know, him kind of being a few years in, but being a lot of years younger than me, will give us a really, really cool perspective. Dr. Bester, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's a great time to be here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm awesome. No, I'm not. You're awesome. I'm not very awesome. Don't look at the ratings, please. So, Dr. Bester, what year in training are you?
I'm actually a first-year resident, so just started 6 months into it in residency, so far, so good.
I love it. Now, has it been pretty intimidating for you?
I don't think so. I'm a non-trad. I worked for years in oil and gas before doing medicine. So to me, it's just a different type of work, but it's something you're passionate about, and you get a great end of the day. You know, you feel like accomplished for everything you do. But no, it's been just a super fun time, just learning everything, and lots of big steps forward, leaps forward you have to do to keep up with everything.
Yeah, I love that you have an oil and gas background, because yeah. I got to tell you, man, people are pretty oily and gassy, so I think that really gives you a heads up. That's fantastic. By the way, being an intern, have the second years and third years give you a hard time, you know, like freshmen, or, you know, how is that?
No, at our program, they've been super helpful. We wouldn't be able to get through anything without our seniors, and even, like, this week for coming up here to the conference, I was supposed to be on hospital service my senior each day at like 2 o'clock was like, oh, go home early because you have a busy night ahead of you. So they were like sending me home and being really supportive, so I like, couldn't do it without them.
I am so jealous, okay, because my seniors are like, I got a big night ahead of me, so Dahlia, you go in. So that's pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah.
By the way, if any of your seniors do that, let them talk to me, okay? I'll whip them into shape.
No, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So why did you pick family medicine? I mean, of everything, you know, because honestly, surgery is pretty damn sexy, you know. I talked to Nikki about this. Why family?
I was like the undifferentiated med student. I didn't know what I wanted to do. My family is a family physician. My dad was a family physician, so I saw what he was doing. He was really rural, actually, at the time. So he was doing surgeries. He was doing everything. I thought it was, like, the coolest thing that he just, like, kind of took care of a whole town. So when I was looking for a residency program, I wanted something that would, like, train me kind of full spectrum and just be able to choose something more niche as I got older along. Because I don't know what I want to do right now. So
it is. And also it's kind of cloudy in terms of the future. You know, I mean because the type of practice your father had,
yeah.
I'm assuming he had kind of a little old, you know, his own, you know, mom and pop shop, which is something that I always aspired to have, and you guys might not get that. I mean, what's the reality like of you having to work for the corporate medical world?
It's a little scary. I think you got to do it for the first bit. It's the most amount of jobs out there. I don't think I'll stay in corporate medicine for too long. I think I'll probably start my own practice as I get more experience going forward and I want to do something. But for the first few years, I think I'll want to do something like that. But I think it's a different place that medicine's going. You know, I miss the private practice and physician-led kind of groups and all that stuff. So,
you know, one of my children was very interested in medicine when he watched me do it, and then later, I guess he saw that, you know, it was stressful and there was a lot, and you know, he realized, I don't know if I want that life. Did you ever have that thought where you saw your father getting overwhelmed or your father kind of getting tired or it just not being, you know, the type of future you wanted? Did you ever kind of go back and forth with that or? You know,
like being a non-trad and working for 7 years in oil and gas first, like every job is stressful. Every job has their ups and downs. And at the end of the day, when I'm working either 12 hours on a rig somewhere or 12 hours in a hospital, I'd rather be helping people in the hospital doing that. Seeing him, he was a workaholic. He was doing, you know, 7 days straight, 24-hour shifts, running an entire hospital. Don't think I'll ever do that. I think I'm going to balance my work life a little bit better. But it's something you can do in family medicine, which I really like, is like have that good balance and kind of go for it. So I feel like there's a shift in new residents now that are definitely pushing for more work-life balance. Like there's, if you talk to my co-residents, basically all of them are like, medicine's great, it's the only job I would want to do in the future, but I also want to have a family and a life, and I'm going to prioritize that over these ridiculous long shifts and all that stuff. So I feel like there is a culture shift going down that even the corporate world is starting to realize, and they're starting to push that, you know, you can have the work-life balance while working for us.
So. Oh, yeah, and across all industries. I mean, you know, with the boomers and the Gen X like me, it was, okay, you know, you're not going to have a successful career unless you put it all in it. And so it just, I just plunged, like you said, hours, 6 a.m. to 10 at night at my office, and, you know, missing my kids grow up, and you guys are seeing us, and you're like, no, that's not the way to do it. And especially in terms of longevity, because my generation of doctors burnt out.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, what do you hope, you know, to add to the field of medicine? What do you think you're going to be able to bring?
That's a hard question. I don't know. I hope, you know, I just want to do good patient care is my main goal, but, you know, I'm trying to learn everything I can right now. I'm looking to do kind of hospitalist work, so through family medicine, stay hospitalist for first a little bit, but I think a big part, my wife's in a co-resident well, and she's into the advocacy and all that, so I'm going to help her with all that, and our kind of goal is, I'm Canadian originally before coming down to America, and I know there's a different style of socialized medicine up there, but one of the big things that they do in Canada is the family doc and the general practitioner like run the show, and they organize the care for everything else, and that's what I kind of want to push in like Nevada and in America, is re-bringing back the family medicine or general practitioner led care, that we should be the ones helping coordinate all this stuff and kind of, I don't want to say being a gatekeeper for all the other stuff, but, you know, allowing that versus people just going, hey, I need to speak to a specialist and only a specialist right now, and that's all I can do. You know, I want to bring more of it back to the family doc.
Absolutely, yeah. And I met your wife. Oh, she's lovely. And I think that's fantastic that you guys are able to go through this together, because, you know, relationships seem to suffer a lot of times during our training. So I think that's great. And hopefully you guys have a family soon. And yeah.
Maybe soon. It's not during intern year. Don't have enough time right now. But, no, it's great. We get to see each other at lunch in the hospital and all that stuff. So it's not as, like, completely separated from each other. We don't have any rotations together, I don't think. We have that right now, but you know, she's on peds and I'm on inpatients, so we see each other most of the day.
Well, I love it. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Besser. You are the bomb. I am so excited for the future of medicine because you guys rock. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I'm currently at the Nevada Academy of Family Physician meeting here up in Lake Tahoe. So thank you guys for putting up with any sort of, broadcast issues because, you know, we're really, really up high. You know, that's a pretty, pretty high altitude. So one thing over the weekend that got, you know, some people kind of concerned, but it's something we predicted from day one, is it looks like the CDC director says that we need to pivot our language. Remember with friends? Pivot! Pivot! So we're going to be pivoting our language when it comes to being fully vaccinated or being considered fully vaccinated. And this is something we identified early on. So, you know, when vaccine mandates, you know, started to go across the globe, and especially in America, they said you had to be, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated. And I found issue. Well, I have issues with, you know, mandates. I support the vaccine, but I kind of have issues with mandates. But I found the verbiage concerning because to be fully vaccinated, that's kind of a misnomer. You know, we are fully vaccinated from polio.
I mean, when you get your polio vaccine, you don't need a booster. Which means if you guys got your polio vaccine, you're fully vaccinated. If you guys got your MMR vaccine, unless there's a new strain that comes out, you're considered fully vaccinated. Are you guys ever fully vaccinated for tetanus? No. You're not fully vaccinated for tetanus because you need a booster. Are you ever fully vaccinated for flu? No. Because you need a flu shot. You need a flu booster. So when they said we need to mandate or for those people that want to go back to work or whatever have to be quote-unquote fully vaccinated, I'm thinking to myself, then that could be yearly. I mean, for the flu shot, you're not considered vaccinated for the flu unless you get the new flu shot each year. So fully vaccinated or fully immunized, I thought was a misnomer from day one, but it allowed the language to be general enough such that if the government wanted to change the language or add another booster to do the definition of fully vaccinated, they could do that. So I agree with the CDC to hopefully stop using that term, fully immunized, because you cannot be fully immunized from COVID. I don't think we've yet developed that. All we've learned, we thought we were going to fully immunize. We thought if you got the shot, you were good, and you could go ahead and party, and you know, you could go to work because you won't get the virus, you won't spread the virus, and we found that to be completely untrue. Vaccinated people could spread it. Vaccinated people could still get it. So fully vaccinated is not the right term. But what the CDC now wants to do is use the term up to date. Now, this is concerning some people because if the mandates are still in effect in some sectors and in some private industries, then, you know, patients are like, oh, I'm fully vaccinated. You know, it's not COVID. I'm fully vaccinated. The problem with that is, you know, fully vaccinated is subjective. Is it because you've only had the two vaccines or have you had the booster? So once the government decides that you are not fully vaccinated until you have the booster, you're not fully vaccinated. And that's what we had said. We are not, as far as I'm concerned, I had my two vaccines, I'm not fully vaccinated. Because I had my two, I didn't get the booster yet. And then, of course, there's a lot of debate on that, especially with some of the studies coming out of Israel, saying, you know, even with the fourth booster, people still got Omicron. So when they looked at healthcare workers who had three shots, so that means that would be, according to America's CDC guidelines, three shots would be considered fully vaccinated. When they gave a fourth, these people still got Omicron, which means your booster is still not fully vaccinated. So they're going to use the term up to date. Now, you know, there's still a lot of questions on, well, what's happening with mandates and all that. So there's still some confusion with what happened with SCOTUS and the Supreme Court. So what the Supreme Court did, and they voted 6-3, is what they said is the OSHA authority to demand businesses mandate vaccines for employee safety was beyond their scope. Now, the OSHA, their scope is to make sure they protect worker safety. But to come up with an emergency rule that everybody has to vaccinate was still beyond their authority. So 6-3 vote, mostly conservative to liberal, left it as, you know, not that the vaccine mandate was unconstitutional. If Congress votes for it, it could go through. But just OSHA's authority was overstepped. They did, however, vote 5-4 to allow healthcare workers and any entity that receives Medicare or Medicaid or federal funds to still go ahead and mandate the vaccine because it protects our healthcare workers. Now, I do believe the vaccine protects. What I don't like, though, is how those people, Medicare or Medicaid, are at now the mercy of what happens with that hospital. So if it is a federally funded facility, they still have to abide by the vaccine mandate or test. So, or vaccine or test, meaning you get the vaccine or your test. Well, for those of you that have Medicaid insurance or Medicare insurance, a finite amount of places you could go to with your Medicare or Medicaid. If that facility is understaffed because they had to fire or not staff people who didn't want to get now a third shot, because the verbiage is changing, then you now have a facility that has less providers. If you have a facility that says, then you know what, we just can't do it, we'll just do cash pay, we'll just do private insurance, fine. Medicare and Medicaid don't want to, you know, government wants to, you know, run us by giving us money. We can't abide by all their rules. Then fine, no more Medicare or Medicaid patients. So for those of you that have noticed, a lot of medical offices, smaller offices, aren't taking Medicare anymore, aren't taking Medicaid anymore, that hurts you. And so the issue I have is, when you're in medicine, it's about public health, it's about patient safety. And it's interesting how doctors vary on that. Some doctors are like, you have to vaccinate, mandate, that's all about patient safety. I get the masks, I get the vaccines, I got vaccinated, I encourage vaccination, but I look at the bigger picture. If you have Medicare patients who are having trouble finding a doctor, and these facilities are already strapped strapped in terms of, you know, employees and all that, when my Medicare or Medicaid patients are telling me they can't get in anywhere, that's a public health threat. Yeah, I get you want that nurse that's taking care of you to have immunity. Well, it'd be nice if somebody goes to natural immunity, but I get it. It'd be really nice if somebody's vaccinated. And I got to tell you, I feel comfortable around people vaccinated, because I think, you know, even though I saw the study that the viral load is the same, I do feel like they're not going to have severe disease. And I also think they're going to live longer because they're going to be around and not get severe COVID. So I do feel better. But if I have a provider that's taking care of me because it's an emergency, whether they're vaccinated or not, that doesn't have too much bearing on me, because, I mean, are they vaccinated for tuberculosis? You know, are they vaccinated for HIV? No. Doctors can carry a variety of diseases, flu and all that. So with Dr. Walensky now saying the agency is working to pivot the language to make sure everyone is up to date, she basically said, that means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you're eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date. And you need to get your booster in order to be up to date. So what's being up to date? Well, being up to date is having your booster shot 5 months after your Pfizer, 5 months after your Moderna. If you guys got the Janssen, Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you are going to not be up to date unless you get a booster 2 months after. So what my concern is, again, because you got to look at the logistics, is all these entities that have to look at proof of vaccination, whether it's in Chicago, whether it's in Northern California, they have to now do the math. I mean, when they look at your card, they have to do the math. They have to look at your card, see if you're under 5 months, if you're over 5 months, if it's the Janssen, if you're over 2 months, under 2 months, if you got the booster, if you got an exemption. This is just a lot of work to put on a lot of people when Omicron blew through vaccinated people anyway, and people with booster. So are mandates coming? Yeah, mandates are coming. We talked about how University Hospital New Jersey was the first one to mandate a booster, Boston College, Northeastern University, UMass Amherst, Emerson College, Bentley University, Hampshire College, Smith College, Syracuse University, Notre Dame. You know, I mean, these are, you know, multiple entities. Governor Ige in Hawaii is mandating that if you are coming to his state, you need to have a booster. If not, you need to quarantine for 5 days. So, and by the way, test. So I get how this is concerning. Yeah, we'll keep you guys posted. Take your calls. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is still weighing options for a possible U.S. troop deployment to the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The move would be a response to Russia putting troops and military equipment on its border with Ukraine. The president taking part in a video call with European leaders on Monday. The United States has already ordered the departure of family members and non-essential staffers from the American embassy in Ukraine. Wall Street is on track for its worst monthly decline since 2020. All three major stock indexes down more than 2% at times Monday, with the NASDAQ falling deeper into correction territory and the Dow falling by more than 900 points. The NFL Conference Championship game set with the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. USA Radio News. As tax season officially begins on Monday, the IRS is telling folks that patience will be key this tax season.
An IRS work shortage, an enormous workload from pandemic-related programs, and stalled legislation will cause taxpayers pain this tax season. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
As the Treasury Department and the IRS have said, the IRS right now has an unacceptable backlog, and that customer service that people are receiving is not what the American public deserves, and the president is very mindful of that.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Texas Ethics Committee says Texas House Democrats spent more than $1 million to flee the state last summer. Nearly 60 Democrats headed for Washington, D.C. in order to break quorum and prevent a vote on an election integrity bill. When enough Democrats return to Austin, the legislature passed the election integrity bill after all. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't know if any of you guys saw football or watch football, but it was a pretty, pretty fascinating weekend. I was a little bit shocked. I didn't think so many of the underdogs were going to win. Bengals beat out the Titans 19-16. The 49ers beat out the Packers 13-10. The Rams beat out the Bucks 30-27. Although what a comeback the Bucks made. They should have never been that far behind. I think they were like 20-3, you know, at the half. But Tom Brady brings them back. But then, of course, they, with a few, I think, what, 13 seconds left, Rams were able to go make a get into field goal territory and then win the game. So well deserved for the Rams. It's just, oh, I really wanted to see the Bucks make it again. And then the Bills were you know, holding their own with the Chiefs, going to overtime. Chiefs win by a touchdown, ending the game 42-36. There is now a huge debate on if the overtime rules should exist. So, with overtime, you know, whenever you guys watch these games, and this is, you know, this is something we could also apply to regular life. I don't know if you guys have ever, you know, I mean, I'm very, very into football. But, you know, let's say you guys are into baseball, you're into, you know, hockey or whatever. When your team loses, and they lose by a dental floss thin margin, or they lose based on just, you know, oh gosh, bad call, or with the Cowboys, the ref being in the way when they could have gotten a final snap, it's frustrating. And you got, it's just, you know, that, and there's a term for it where, you know, it's just that split set, or just that bad luck, and you know, and it's significant when we're looking at the divisional rounds like we just had, because they're out for the season. I mean, so one misstep, one unprofessional conduct call, which I still need to kind of look at him. Not exactly sure what Tom Brady did to get that unprofessional conduct call, but it could be just down to one call, one foul, one flag, one misstep, one snap, and it's over. Well, you know, overtime, when there's a tie, you know, usually don't get a lot of overtime, but, you know, I mean, you know, in real life, there might be some analogies to that. But when a team's ties, you know, and we got to figure out who's going to move onward, there's overtime, obviously. And with overtime, there's some rules. So there's a coin toss. And whoever wins the coin toss gets to say, you know, gets to ask if they're going to, you know, receive or they're going to run the ball. Now, usually during the regular game, you want to let the other team have it because you want to come back after halftime and you want to come back strong. When it comes to overtime, you want to have control of the ball because the first person that scores a touchdown wins the game. Now, if there's only a field goal, let's say the first, you know, team that gets it, they only make a field goal, the other team gets a chance. But if that first team gets a touchdown, it's over. Which has always kind of frustrated me. Not because I'm a Bills fan. I actually had money on the Chiefs, so I'm kind of happy about what happened yesterday. And I like the Bills. I thought the Bills were definitely going to go into the Super Bowl. But I always thought that was a little unfair. Why doesn't everybody get a shot, you know, in overtime? But that's the problem with sports. That's the problem with life. It's unfair. You know, and so, you know, we're going through life right now where, you know, we got to make sure it's fair. Everybody gets their chance. Everybody gets their trophy. Everybody gets an award. Everybody gets, and, you know, football is still pretty cutthroat. In fact, football has a lot of old time sort of, it's going to be interesting to see if a lot of the more woke sort of culture keeps on changing how football is done, because, you know, we don't have women playing in NFL football. You know, I mean, why not? I know why we don't have women on the team. I get it. I understand that. But aren't we, isn't the country moving to where we're more, you know, gender neutral, and where we're not, you know, purporting that this just be a man's, you know, game and a women's game? I mean, if you look at football, here we are in 2022. You have the men playing, and where are the women? They're in cute little outfits, short skirts, you know, right, boobies, and they're on the sideline. And so, you know, football is it's still going to take a long, long time for it to look like what the rest of the country is starting to do, because people like it. People want to see men, you know, play. They want to see, you know, if there's a female on the field and they can't be sacked, if, you know, people are like, oh no, you know, we can't, you know, sack her, we can't, I don't know, what is it, horse collar? You're not supposed to horse collar anyway, but you're like, oh my God, wait, could she be pregnant? You know, it definitely changes things, and women and men are different. I mean, we're built differently. So it's kind of fascinating to see how, you know, with football, if you really kind of look at it, you know, we have all this stuff going on in Hollywood, all this stuff going on in schools, all this stuff, but football is still as old school as it comes. And so, I don't know what's going to happen with, you know, female cheerleaders. Are they going to wear pants? Are they going to wear pantsuits? Are they still going to be, you know, in these little cute things that, you know, who knows? Now, I mean, we do have a female ref, and, you know, I'm excited that we have a female ref. The problem is what do people say about her? They say that she brings up penalties from 2 years ago. I mean, you know, I don't think a lot of the attitudes are going to change anytime soon. But in terms of, you know, football, now there's a big, big push. You know, Josh Allen and the Bills never got a chance to reply to the Mahomes and Chiefs touchdown. And so this defeat puts them out. They were a team that I think did deserve to make it all the way to the Super Bowl, but this isn't about deserving. This just isn't. You have a 10-minute overtime period. Each team must possess or have the opportunity to possess. The exception, if the team that gets the ball first scores a touchdown on the opening possession, it's done. So the receiving team never gets a chance, which they even say each team must possess. I personally think overtime, each team should have a chance to possess. But I guess what happens is if each team possesses, they each get an overtime, you could have overtime, or because I think in hockey, you could go into triple overtime, you could go into as many overtimes, I believe. But and correct me if I'm wrong, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOLLY. But in terms of football, no. If it's a tie, it's a tie. And that could really, really screw up, you know, where they're going in terms of the weeks and where they're going with Super Bowl. So according to Strathead Database, there have been a little over 160 overtime games under the current rules where the team that got the ball first won 52%, the team that kicked off won 42%. The rest were ties, which happens in regular season games when no one scores during the overtime. College football is a little different. People think college football is a little bit more fair. College football, each team, regardless of who wins the overtime loss, gets a chance. So I don't know if they're going to change. I mean, you know, already the NFL is going through a lot of changes. Look at COVID. You know, first there were these rules where you had to isolate for 10 days, you had to test, and then they're like, wait a second, nobody's playing the game. So they changed the rules so people could get back and play. So no rules are finite. I think we've learned that. But there is a call for change. We'll see what happens. There's a lot of frustration. And, you know, how does the best team win? There's too many variables. And this is why I don't know if it's going to change, because I don't think it's fair what happened with the Cowboys. They should have never been in that position to begin with, though. But, you know, where the ref wasn't there in time to touch the ball, snap couldn't happen. They could have had an extra second, you know, one more snap, and it could have just made a difference. So, you know, there's no second, third chances. With hockey, you have tons of chances. It's like, what, best out of seven? So when it is the playoffs, it's like the best out of seven. And who knows, maybe football does that. But right now, not going to happen. So in terms of the divisional round, now we're going into the conference championships. So for the NFL conference championships, we've got Bengals versus Chiefs. And then we have the 49ers versus the Rams. I think Garoppolo is very, very sexy. I think the 49ers are good. But Rams are going to be home. I have a feeling this is going to be a Rams-Chiefs Super Bowl. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We might be getting a little interference. I want to thank you guys for being so patient. We are at the Nevada Academy of Family Physician Conference in Lake Tahoe at Harris. Fantastic, fantastic conference. You might be hearing a little bit of interference. So we'll try to do the best we can to finish the broadcast. If not, we might have a best of. So avian flu keeps popping its head up. Now, the avian influenza was something that kind of freaked a lot of us out a few years back, decades ago, and we really don't want to hear in the United States. And what freaks a lot of people out about the avian flu is it's a flu in birds that could also affect humans. Now, we don't like it, when viruses are zoonotic and maybe bounce from an animal to a human. We don't like that stuff. That's not good. That's why everybody freaked out about COVID, because they thought somebody was, you know, eating bat soup. Nobody ordered bat soup. Everybody was afraid to. I still would like to try bat soup. I don't think COVID came from bat soup. You know, talk to Singapore and what they thought with the first COVID outbreak. Something happened in a lab. Somebody's protocol wasn't good. Whatever you guys think, and I don't understand why 2 years later we still don't know what's going on. But what we do know about COVID or avian flu is they can infect animals and humans. So with COVID, you know, they think that the Omicron might have actually bounced back and forth between a human and a mouse. That's how that variant came from. We do know coronaviruses are in bats. HIV had bounced back from primates to humans. So when you have an avian flu, you know, that could go from birds to humans, it's concerning because we got a lot of birds. Humans are around birds. So when we hear avian flu, most people think, okay, that's going on in Asia. We're good. You know, we're not allowed to go to the Olympics. We're going to be fine. We'll be safe from the avian flu. Not exactly. Two additional wild birds have now been found to be infected with the highly pathogenic avian influenza, according to the Jerusalem Post. And these were found in South and North Carolina. That's according to the United States Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. The two birds were found to be infected just days after a wild American pigeon was found to be infected with the virus in Colleton County, South Carolina. Now, this was the first case of Eurasian H5 avian influenza in the U.S. since 2016. Other variants of the bird flu have been detected in the U.S. in recent years. APHIS added that it expects to find further cases among wild birds and advised people to avoid having direct contact with wild birds. The service urged farmers and hunters to practice good biosecurity to prevent the spread of the virus. Now, the USSTA added, according to the Jerusalem Post, that the U.S. CDC still considers the risk to the general public from the variant to be very low. So far in America, no humans have been infected in America. However, in the UK, one person was infected with H5N1, which is the avian flu, earlier this month. They have recovered without experiencing severe illness. What was that person doing? How did they get him? Well, he had some close contact with ducks. I don't know if he was feeding the ducks. I don't know if it was a rubber ducky. Not sure what happened. Now, in China, it's a little different story. There has been a spike in the number of human infections caused by the H5N6 subvariant of the bird flu that was recorded last year. One new case of human infection was reported to the World Health Organization between January 14th to 20th. So, according to the World Health Organization, the rise in H5N6 cases may reflect the continued circulation of the virus in birds and enhanced surveillance due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The World Health Organization added that the zoonotic threat remains elevated due to the spread of the virus among birds, but that the overall pandemic risk associated with the strain of the bird flu has not significantly changed. So even though this sucker can still spread through birds, maybe a human could get it, maybe not, we're nowhere near pandemic, nowhere near epidemic. We just have clusters of cases. So not anything to, you know, start to kind of, you know, move or try to, you know, bunker down into a bunker and start doing mandates or whatever the heck else they're doing. But it is enough of a concern for us to go, okay, wait a second here. All right. We have other viruses. All right. There are other things that exist beyond COVID. All the attention has been on COVID. Right. And I think Russia is taking advantage of that now, especially with what's going on with the Ukraine. So there are other things besides COVID. And the World Health Organization had predicted years ago that we are going to be very, very unprepared for the next pandemic. And when COVID happened, they said that this still isn't what we're talking about. There's going to be another one. And so I hope it's not going to be this avian flu. Now, I think, can't quote me because I haven't seen recent studies, Tamiflu and some of our antivirals should still work, but I haven't seen, you know, studies yet that say they don't. And I think the reason why they're being quiet about it is because they don't want people hoarding. You know, a lot of people hoarded Tamiflu during the H1N1 swine flu pandemic. So the increase in human infections is a concern. Hasn't happened in America yet. One in UK, more in China. So, you know, obviously these little outbreaks in Europe, Africa, China from the H5 lineage is a little concerning. Now, what did they do in Israel to protect, you know, their people? Well, they culled about 1 million birds. I think they did. I think they found over a million birds infected. So H5N1, H5N3, H5N4, H5N5, H5N6, and H5N8 subtypes of HPAI are circulating in bird and poultry populations across the globe. So they are concerned of this, quote, unprecedented genetic variability of subtypes creating an epidemiologically challenging landscape. So when you have a lot of viruses going around, and they seem kind of pretty excited, and they're happy, and they're kind of moving around, it does make us concerned. So I'm going to keep you guys posted, just kind of what we do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Children who get COVID might have neurological symptoms that persist. The most common ones are headache and altered mental status. Sometimes COVID will affect their brain in an acute encephalopathy. So the reason why this study has come out, it's not very, very common affecting kids, but researchers looked at 30 pediatric critical care centers around the world, 1,493 hospitalized children, 1,200 or 86% had COVID of the hospitalized children that they looked at. 215 or 14% were diagnosed with the MISC, the multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. That typically appears several weeks after clearing the virus. You get fever, inflammatory, and multiple organs involved. But some of these kids were getting headache, seizures, dizziness. So what this implies is COVID, even though it's rare in kids, might not be completely mild. And we are having some kids with severe cases. If your child has a really, really bad headache and you believe they were exposed to COVID, get them checked out right away. You know, a child's headache might not have the same severity as us grown-ups do. So we got to obviously, you know, keep an eye on that. Okay, so with the Ukraine, we are being told, and again, I'm just getting some you know, early reports, that I believe we are starting to consider military deployment near the Ukraine. I'm not sure why we're considering it. I think they were going to, you know, consider it a while ago. We are getting the feeling that things are going to move pretty quickly. Putin has a rare opportunity with the shall we say, opportunities now, one with everybody being distracted by COVID, and two, you know, Biden already kind of said, look, you know, mild incursion, you know, maybe, you know, we might not have, you know, much of a response. We'll probably fight and debate about it, but, you know, you understand me. Well, now we're being told that Biden is kind of poised to deploy U.S. forces. It might be about 50,000 troops. So after all that they went through and all that debacle to take 2,600 troops out of Afghanistan, we now have to add more troops to be able to kind of stave off what Russia wants to possibly do in terms of a invasion of the Ukraine. I believe they are also starting to get Americans out of there. We'll kind of keep you guys posted as we get more information on that. So try to do my best, guys. I'm at a conference out here in Tahoe. I'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.